With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The National Drug Council is introducing a new training for Cayman's hospitality sector. The NDC is launching its Cayman Smart Serve training program, with the first session set for June 2nd and June 13th at Le Petit Bar. In a statement released today, the NDC said the course will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a cost of 75 CI, with registration now open online. The training is aimed at reducing alcohol-related harm, including over-service, underage access, and impaired driving. Participants will learn practical skills such as identifying intoxication and verifying identification. The NDC says additional sessions will be rolled out in the coming months. In other news, over the next 3 days, more than 100 delegates from around the region are talking about water. As the Water Authority Cayman and Consolidated Water co-host the 2026 biennial conference and exhibition of the Caribbean Desalination Association.
The theme this year is the nexus of water, energy, and environment, optimizing desalination and the reuse for regional resilience.
Water Authority's Edlyn Ruiz-Stoll tells Radio Cayman the conference gives industry professionals an opportunity to share experiences through research, case studies, and panel discussions.
So we're going to start off with a utility panel that actually includes representatives locally here with the utility companies. And we've also got the Department of Environment who's going to be present in the CUC as well, too. So that's going to be an interesting conversation to kind of get both the local perspective, but also the regional perspective. And then from agencies that aren't necessarily water agency, but who are stakeholders in terms of our ability to function as well.
Attendees will be able to tour Cayman's two water production facilities and attend a cultural night at the Cayman Turtle Center. Finally, DART is launching a new program aimed at young Caymanians entering the real estate field. The real estate graduate program is open for applications until June 8th, and the first cohort is set to begin in August. In a statement today, DART said the program offers paid full-time work experience, along with mentorship and training. Participants will rotate through areas such as property finance, development and construction, and facilities management over 6 to 9 months. The program also supports accreditation through the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, leading to internationally recognized qualifications. DART says candidates will be selected through an interview process. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. A fourth minister has resigned from the British government as pressure mounts on Keir Starmer to stand down as Prime Minister. More than 80 Labour MPs have called for Sir Keir to resign, but more than 100 others have signed a letter backing him. President Trump's announced talks with Cuba, saying it was failing and had asked for help. Mr. Trump's post on social media doesn't give specific details. Inflation in the United States has risen again to 4%. Energy costs are chiefly to blame, which increased by almost 18% in April amid the fallout from the Iran war. President Zelensky's former top aide, Andriy Yermak, has appeared at an anti-corruption court hearing. He's suspected of being part of a criminal group that laundered over $10 million through an elite housing development. Mr. Yermak denies owning property on the estate. Nigeria's military has again denied that civilians were killed in an airstrike on a village in Zamfara state. Rights groups have called for an investigation into reports the strike killed more than 100 people. At least 6 people have been killed in a drone strike in Sudan's Darfur region. Intensified drone attacks by both the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have killed hundreds of civilians in recent months. The Syrian authorities have arrested a former Air Force chief. The Assad-era official, Jaiz al-Musa, has been sentenced by the EU for the violent repression of the Syrian people, including the use of chemical weapons. A man has been sentenced to 2 years in jail after pleading guilty to charges relating to the theft of unreleased music by Beyoncé. Kelvin Evans had broken into a vehicle last July, taking 2 suitcases and several hard drives. BBC News.